The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Late Saturday night or early Sunday morning, New York sports fans. That's right. My name is Danielle McCartan, and we will be talking all things New York sports right up till 3 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. Thanks for tuning in. Jack Cardi and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan, 888-808-1019. But you already knew that. Call me up. Be part of the convo. Now, the tweets that I've been getting, at Coach MCCARTAN, ongoing, on an ongoing basis, have been, let's make this Juan Soto news break tonight. So listen, I know Scott Boras is based out of California. It's only 9:19 p.m. there. Is it possible that we get some Juan Soto breaking news tonight between now and 3 a.m.? Man, I hope so. The decision is imminent. And wouldn't that be something if it ends up breaking tonight? Well, I'm hoping for it. You know that. And if you see something before I see something, before Jack sees something legitimate, please send it our way. Also, the Mets signed two ex-Yankees pitchers. One great move, one mistake. The Rangers traded Captain Trouba and made Igor Shesterkin the highest paid goaltender in NHL history. And we've got two miserable football teams to watch about 12 hours from now. Luckily, they're both on at 1 p.m., so your whole day isn't ruined, just the afternoon window, which is fine. And hopefully, we will have time for all of this tonight on a jam-packed, almost three-hour show. So let's get to it. And we're going to start tonight with the abominable golden bat rule, which has no place in the game of baseball. So I have a question. What is the deal with this gimmicky baseball? I mean, here's an idea. Why doesn't Major League Baseball just mandate and hand out to every team yellow uniforms and just rename every team the Savannah Bananas. I mean, this is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Enough is enough. A golden bat, a golden batter, whatever it's called. It's a stupid name for a stupid concept. It's a video game, backyard, schoolyard, flat out, not professional version of baseball. It's another stupid idea cooked up by Mickey Mouse Manfred. The idea is, one time per game, a manager can choose to sit an on-deck batter and send any batter of his choosing to the plate. Well, see, I guess I'm a pragmatic, practical, logical type person. That in and of itself has issues. What if the guy is up, then he hits a single, and then the manager's like, well, wait a minute, I want you back at the plate. Who takes first? Also, could this be instituted at any point in the game? What if the team is winning by like 8 runs or something? Can they still use it? Wouldn't that be unsportsmanlike to send Aaron Judge to the plate with an 8-run lead? Then, subsequently, with this 3-batter rule for the pitchers, wouldn't that kind of counteract it? Wouldn't it make the game longer with more pitchers potentially being used to try to circumvent this nonsense? And then, here's a question. When would the opposing manager be told who that hitter is going to be? When he steps to the plate? Hopefully before then. But what if the situation changes? Now, here's another question. Long term, how does this plan for this golden bat, batter, whatever it's called, factor into the awards at the end of the season when guys like Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge have much more, air quotes here, playing time than other players? Specifically relating to grand totals, home run records, RBI records, they would shatter. And you know, even stats like batting average, which is used in consideration for triple crowns, batting titles, even that would be altered. Because, of course, if you got a higher quantity of at-bats, well, then your groundouts wouldn't, count as much. Your strikeouts wouldn't count as much. And then, too, conversely, what then about the relief pitchers? Specifically, the closers, who are going to face the game's best every single night in order to just do their job? How will that factor into their bottom line, both in stats and in contract dollars, American dollars? And I completely agree with what Roger Clemens posted on X, formerly Twitter. He said, this can't be real. Hypothetical. You have bases loaded, no outs, and Ohtani is up. You strike him out. Then they can just use this rule to let him stay up and I have to face him again? Great question, Roger Clemens, because this is, like, ridiculous. Like, I cannot believe that Rob Manfred, when he says that there's some buzz, he used that word, buzz, that around the owners that they actually like it. I mean, it's just another half-baked idea by I guess, Rob Manfred. He is off his rocker. This golden bat rule is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And what's scary, again, is that he said there was, this was the quote, a little buzz around it at an owner's meeting. And for that reason, we really need to talk about this. And I need to know which idiots actually liked that idea, honestly. Because it's not Rob Manfred. It can't be. Because as I understand it, in 2015, he shot down Stu Gatz's idea, which was not the exact same thing, but a similar proposition. And I know you're familiar with Stu Gatz. He sits in on the morning show sometimes. He's a big fan of The Fan. But he had the idea, a similar idea, in 2015. That's 10 years ago. And now David Sampson, he too is coming out to say like, hey, I had this idea 10 years ago as well. I proposed this 10 years ago, not officially, but off the cuff, tried to propose it. Like, step back and think as you're like, what is the point of this? What is the objective of it? Because I'm trying to understand. Because in 2015, Rob Manfred was not into it. And we're trying to pull the audio up here. But he wasn't into it in 2015. He said, I think the suggestion you just floated would fall squarely into the category of would interfere with the history and traditions of the game. So what is it? Is it to make more people tune into games? Is it to make more young people tune into games? Because with younger fans in mind, I mean, think of kids. Now trickle this cockamamie idea down to the younger leagues, Little League, for example, because it's got to start somewhere. I'm telling you right now, it won't be the best hitter called to the plate in Little League baseball or high school baseball. It'll be the coach's kid given the chance to shine every time. Like, those coaches' kids are always given the best positions to play on a consistent basis, and that's not fair. It would not be fair at the lower levels. The recreation, the growing type levels. And Rob Manfred said, again, recently, just this past week on the Varsity podcast, he said, most of the changes we have discussed involve producing the matchups in the context of the exhibition game that the fans want to see the most. You know, more freedom in terms of substitution and whatnot. I am receptive to those ideas in the context of an exhibition game. Oh, so does that mean it's just going to change once the postseason starts? Once the playoffs starts? Well, I mean, once the World Series starts? Because guess what? I'm a big proponent of practice how you play. I'm not going to, how do I say this? In my classroom, I'm not going to teach the information to you one way and then assess you a different way. That, to me, is unfair. That's like the definition of unfair. And there's a word for it. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Not fair. I can't think of it. But it's the same concept. You're going to have this rule throughout the season affecting lineups, hitters, pitchers, managers. And then when the postseason starts, it's just going to stop. That's a completely different game that you're then playing. And you could tell that to any of the non-stars, air quotes there, that have come up huge for their teams in crucial moments. I mean, how about my first thought was Scott Brosius in the bottom of the ninth inning hit that two-out, two-run home run to tie the game in the game five of the 2001 World Series. I was like, what, 12 or 13? It was epic. It was electric. And my dad, a Met fan, cut out that picture of Brosius rounding the bases out of the Record newspaper in North Jersey that he brought home every morning after working all night delivering them. And that was framed in our basement when we were kids. Those types of moments would really disappear forever. Instead, they would be left to the big boppers who will only command bigger contracts down the line, further creating the divide between the haves and the have-not teams that we talked about last week in the context of the deferred contract abominations. And if you missed it, you know, you can go back online to our on-demand section, type my name in, I'm sure it'll come right up. But we talked last week about the deferred contracts and how that ultimately is not a good thing for the dichotomy between the air quotes, have teams versus the have not teams. The Yankees and the Dodgers versus the Rays and Sacramento A's, like, who don't even have permanent homes. So explain this, back to this. Explain this to me, how circumventing the entire framework of the game of baseball, of the sport, is going to add eyeballs to it. Because if this is about improving viewership among younger fans, well, I've got some boots on the ground ideas to do just that. Number one, first and foremost, if you want to generate interest in the ninth inning, which I kept seeing coming up, you know, when I was looking this up and doing my research here, you want to generate interest in the ninth inning? Well, as an adult that wakes up early and goes to school for a job during the week, I cannot stay up to watch the ends of these games. Like, I asked a kid when the playoffs were happening, when the postseason was going on, I was sitting on hall duty and a kid walked by, and I know he's a huge baseball fan, and like a diehard, actually, like a diehard Yankee fan. And he said during the postseason, he had a strict 10 p.m. bedtime. And when I look at the popular sports around my school, basketball and football, probably in that order. Now, Rob Manfred should probably take a page out of those professional leagues books. Because, I mean, football, especially with our teams, I mean, that's primarily played on Sundays, daytimes, early afternoons. And what I'm saying, I guess, wouldn't apply to the occasional game your team gets in a primetime spot, because even those games, the general consensus, because I ask, the general consensus is like halftime is bedtime, even for myself. And so I look at basketball. Basketball games tip around 7, 7:30. And even with the dragging out of the timeouts at the end, which the last 5 minutes of a basketball game take like an hour of like real time, I mean, the games are usually over by what, 9:30, 9:45, the latest. So kids can stay up to watch the end of those games, to watch presumably Jalen Brunson be the guy that hits a game-winning three-pointer as the buzzer is sounding at the Garden or wherever. Kids are sleeping by, what, the sixth inning of a baseball game, a professional baseball game? Never mind going to a game during the week. That's a big ask. Because by the time the game ends and you get to your car in the parking lot and you sit through the traffic, not only on the roads, but in the actual parking garage itself, forget about it if you parked on the third or fourth level of that one, the Rupert Plaza garage there at Yankee Stadium. You know what I'm talking about? City Field's a lot easier to leave because they don't have garages, but Yankee Stadium's a disaster trying to get out of there on a school night. And then you have to get home. And then what? Maybe. There's just a lot. Forget about homework. The kids can barely stay up to watch the end of the games. Forget about asking them to go to it. So what I'm saying is this. Start the games sooner. Like 6 p.m. Because if they start sooner, they will end sooner. And that drama that's created, hopefully, in the ninth inning, kids can watch it live on their TVs in their living rooms with their families rather than maybe the next morning as a bite-sized 10-second clip on their tiny phone screen. That is not the answer. So number one, start the games sooner. Number two, baseball, again, needs to find a way to market their stars more. I talked about this, a couple weeks ago, that if, I know Aaron Judge, he's pretty easily recognizable because of his size, but if Mike Trout, who's a New Jersey native, walked down the street here in New York City, you wouldn't recognize him. How about the runner-up to Aaron Judge, Bobby Witt Jr., for most valuable player in the AL? If he walked right past you, I guarantee you wouldn't even recognize him. And kids at my school, they don't wear Jets and Giants jerseys. They wear Steph Curry. They wear Patrick Mahomes. They wear Lamar Jackson. Are you a Ravens fan? I say, no, I just like him. And then you get the rare Aaron Judge, the rare Francisco Lindor. And can you imagine if Rob Manfred worked out ways where he could market his stars so kids would be into them in the way that they're into stars from other sports? I mean, how about this? How about players start signing autographs again? I mean, what a novel idea. Or you could keep it real simple. Just posing for photos with kids before the game. You have the team photographer set up in the bowels of the stadium. Next photo. And you get maybe 10 kids a game, maybe. Or after the game. Or here's an idea. Maybe you do a lottery for a group, like a team of kids that play baseball or that play softball locally. Maybe that you get to get them on the field watching batting practice. They have to wear their uniforms and they have to do it. And you could do it every single home game. I mean, seeing the players up close taking batting practice, when I went for the first time a couple years ago, as an adult, I was in awe. I was in like whoa, like that's crazy what these guys can do. And for a kid, I mean, that would be like amazing, unforgettable. So, I mean, I'm no marketing major. I'm nothing close to it, but meeting players when I was growing up at different events. I mean, my dad took us to the opening of a Commerce Bank in Emerson, New Jersey. And I went decked out head to toe in Jets gear with like five things at least to sign with Wayne Corbett. Wayne Corbett is one of my favorite Jets of all time. I still remember that day. You know, so that's just one example. And I mean, even as an adult, I mean, we went to a Yankee game in college where the giveaway was a Yankee passport holder. Joe Girardi, the manager of the team at the time, handed me mine as I walked through the gate in the Great Hall. I will never forget that. And I still have the passport holder. And that one-on-one time, even for a few seconds, could generate such fan-to-player-to-team loyalty. And number three, finally, improve fantasy baseball. Because one of the main reasons why kids and just people know so much about players across any league is because of the proliferation of the fantasy leagues. Now, playing fantasy baseball is like a full-time job. I was in one league once as an adult, and I didn't make it through the month of April. It was too much. And if you don't have a direct way of marketing your stars, which it doesn't seem like baseball does, at least you can start by improving the gameplay for fantasy baseball. Make it a week-to-week home run derby where you pick five home run hitters. And your score is their cumulative total of home runs for the week. That's how you play your friends. Or make it a week-to-week pitching competition, strikeout competition, where you put together and you assemble the most dynamite starters, relievers, and closer. And your score, again, is their cumulative total of strikeouts. I mean, there are ways to do this. And I don't want to hear about the sanctity of the game. And actually, I'm with Kevin Youkilis, who will forever be a Red Sox player in my mind. Youkilis said in part on, I believe it was Twitter, he said, not all change is great. There's also the question, that was his quote. And now I'm going to ask, there's also the question or the dichotomy of change versus progress. Because there are rules that have progressed this game. Number one being the pitch clock, 1,000%. Then there was banning the shift, which brought baseball back to its essence. The universal DH was great because nobody wants to watch a pitcher feebly swing at a pitch. No more than pitchers don't want to swing a bat, which that clashes with their typical training program, which possibly creates unnecessary injuries. Then you've got the proliferation of the base runner. Limits on those boring-ass throws over to first base that the crowd, even in attendance, boos. Bigger bases equal more engaging, potentially more scoring, but definitely more engaging baseball. And then the runner on second base in extra innings. Debatable for sure, but at least it puts a greater emphasis on the essence of baseball, situational play, both offensively and defensively. So these are the type of things that bring eyeballs to the game of baseball. These are the types of things that progress the game of baseball. This golden bat rule intrudes and changes the fabric of the sport. It is a dumb idea. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Your thoughts on the golden bat rule? Your thoughts on my suggestions to bring more eyes to the game, particularly those of the younger demographic of fans? I mean, I'm there every day. I'm there in the trenches, as we say, every day. I think I've got a good pulse on what might work. And one of those things is not this golden bat rule. As we remain here on The Fan, you know, my name is Danielle McCartan. It's at Coach McCartan, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And trying out this TikTok thing. I'm still on it. We'll see what happens. I just like that it automatically generates the AI subtitles for you because that's huge. We are all the baseball community on one Soto Watch. Hopefully that news breaks as well. We'll go to a quick break here and we'll take your calls. We've got a few calls up on the board. We'll take them coming right back from this quick break right here on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.